Welcome to the Heart of Dating podcast. Hey, it's Kate. I'm so glad you could join us this week as we try to untangle the ever so ambiguous world of dating as a Christian. Over here on Heart of Dating, we get real as we answer some tough questions and uncover transformative ways to approach Christian dating. Oh, and you better believe we have some laughs along the way, because last time I checked, the struggle is hashtag real. You know what I'm saying? Now, let's get to the heart of the matter. Hey, hey, y'all. It's Kate Warman here, and today we have a solo episode of the Heart of Dating podcast. I've been hearing a lot of things out there in my DMs and over email, and I just decided to hop on here and specifically answer the question, where can I meet legit Christian singles? Man, oh man. Everybody be asking this question, especially after COVID, okay? Now, within this question, where can I meet legit Christian singles? There's often this like implicit idea that there are quote unquote no good Christian singles out there. And I have to be real, I actually hear this the most from the ladies. The ladies are saying there are no good Christian men out there. Now, you guys, I have so many thoughts on this. So I'm going to try to be streamlined as much as possible during this interview today because I have a feeling that this is maybe you listening, or you have a tinge of thinking that there are no good Christian singles out there, or you might be positive, but you just really have no idea how to meet them. You just are like, I've maxed out in my community. I feel maxed out on dating apps right now, whatever it is, and where do I actually meet legit Christian singles? So we're going to talk about all of this today. The problem that I first off have with the statement, there are no good Christian singles out there, or from the ladies, there are no good Christian men out there, is this. It is a negative scarcity mindset. We have and serve an amazing, abundant God, you guys. An abundant God, a God of abundance. And when we say there are no good Christian singles out there, that is the opposite of abundance. That is scarcity. When we live in scarcity, we will only see scarcity. Let me tell you what that means. If you think constantly there are no good Christian singles out there, then you are less likely to actually see a good Christian single who exists right in front of your face, okay? You're less likely to be open. You're less likely to be curious. You're less likely to put yourself out there. You're less likely to say yes if somebody suggests you put yourself out there in a way that you've never done before or wants to set you up on a date or whatever it is. You're less likely to say yes because you have a scarcity mindset thinking that there are no good Christian singles out there. Then let's say you're at church. Let's take it to the church situation. A new Christian single walks into the church and you know what? You're not overly attracted to them. Maybe they're not your exact height that you want them to be, but it turns out they're a really amazing Christian single. They love God. They are serving every week. They have a deep, rich relationship with Jesus. They are servant-hearted. They have great character. But you are still living in this mentality that there are no Christian singles out there. And therefore, guess what? You probably won't even consider dating that guy. You'll probably friend zone him. Or if this is the other way around, as a guy, you might friend zone her. You're going to friend zone them and you're going to be like, oh yeah, they're great, but not for me. And this is what happens, you guys. We often live in scarcity in dating and therefore we only see scarcity. And yet we know probably a few people in our community that are great Christian singles. We just are like, well, they're not for me. And why is that? Well, I laugh at this because we just did a compatibility series on the podcast. We talked about a whole bunch of things, height and weight and age gaps and ethnicity and just a bunch of stuff, right? And I also on Instagram posted a ton of memes about all of this that I think are really hilarious, especially when it comes to height. And the memes when it relates to height are this: God, why don't any good Christian men ask me out? Then you see a Christian guy approaching and asking the girl out. And the girl responds, ew, God, not him. He's not over 6 foot tall. What are you doing? The reality is, it like we have these, we treat our preferences like non-negotiables. When we live in scarcity, we only see scarcity. And we are potentially missing out on incredible people that actually might be right in front of us. You got to ask yourself, if you're a girl right now, are you looking for a good Christian man? Or are you looking for Tim Tebow? Or are you looking for the lead worship artist. Are you looking for a good Christian man? Are you trying to date Tim Tebow? Come on, y'all, be real. And if you're a guy listening to this, are you trying to wait for Tori Kelly? I mean, seriously, the perfect, beautiful Christian woman that could also sing and probably leads Bible studies. I mean, I'm serious, you guys. Think about your expectations. Now, I want to level set and say this. Sure, there are about 3 to 4 single girls to every 1 single guy in the church right now. There are some stats out there to actually prove that. And even within Heart of Dating, we experience that. When it comes to things related to Christian self-help, mainly women take part in those things. Things like conferences and books and even following accounts on Instagram. It's typically over 60% of women who will come to conferences related to Christian self-help or buy a book related on Christian self-help or follow an account that has anything to do with Christian self-help. So it's usually 60% of women. We've experienced that in Heart of Dating, so I know it's true. I know that there are more single girls in the church right now than there are single guys. Now, we did an episode a year ago on the podcast about this, and I brought J.D. Rogers on, and he said this: this is not a dating problem. This is a discipleship problem. Gosh, I love that quote. And I'll be honest, this is something that we're actually really passionate about here at Heart of Dating. We want to create a better way to serve men. We want to create safe places for them. We want to create environments where they feel welcome, where it doesn't just feel all feminized. And sure, I have learned a lot through the last 3 years. Our account used to look way more feminine on Heart of Dating. Our website used to be more feminine. Some of the content and the guests we had on used to be more directed towards females. And we've really started a shift. I would say in the last year and a half, we've really tried to start shifting that and to be a place that's more welcome for guys. Now, if you're listening to this and you're a woman, I really want to call you higher, okay? We need to figure out how to not shame men. They will not stand up. They will not change. They will not come to Christian self-help things or listen to this podcast if we shame them. Instead, we need to model the way of Jesus towards them. I'm just going to be honest. The church right now is not seen as a place where many men can actually thrive, which is really sad. It's just overall tailored more to women. And instead of getting really negative about why guys don't show up, which will not change any of this, I want to ask you, what can we do collectively to positively impact change? From the women's side, I want to encourage you, pray for your brother. Instead of shaming them or complaining or saying that there are no good guys out there, I want you to pray for our brothers in Christ. Let's empower them. Let's come alongside of our brothers. Let's stop shaming them, putting them down, saying that they're never doing anything, and instead start praying for them. You want to know something? From my years of dating and my years of being a dating coach, I have found that for men, one of the biggest shame triggers is feeling like a failure or feeling like they are weak and not respected. So we need to show our brothers that we care for them. We need to show them that we love them, that we honor them, and that we're praying for them. We also need to show them that they are seen and heard. So ladies, let's stop complaining that there are no good guys out there. And instead, let's start coming alongside our brothers. Let's start asking questions. Let's start empowering them. Let's start praying for them, making them feel seen and heard. And then from the guy side, for my dudes listening, I encourage you, do whatever you can to get into discipleship. I know it's uncomfortable. I know the church and whatever church you go to maybe doesn't make it a super safe place for you. Maybe it feels like it's a lot of the content is directed towards females. I want to encourage you to do what you can to find incredible Christian brothers and steward community, even if you have to make it yourself. Steward community, seek out discipleship. Even if it has to be outside of like a formal church program, you can start it yourself. And actually, this is where I want to share a little bit about our men's community that we started through our Drop the Hanky program at Heart of Dating. We have incredible men that meet every 2 weeks. And it's just incredible to see these men from around the country, around the world, waking up at the wee hours of the morning to join this Zoom call that we have every 2 weeks. And if you want other men who are single, who are trying to date, who are trying to do this with integrity, who want to be honest and vulnerable, we've created this safe place for you. It's run by men. So you won't often see me there. It's totally run by men. It's a really safe place for guys. And if you want to join that, you can go to bit.ly/HODmensgroup. That's bit.ly/HODmensgroup. So men, if you're listening right now, I want you to know that we love you. We want to support you. We are here to help however we can in this process at Heart of Dating. Now, outside of community, which is a huge tool to combat these mindsets that we have about dating, I also want to give you some practical ways that you can actually meet legit Christian singles, okay? So here's what we're going to do. I want to invite you today to be curious and to shake it up, y'all. Shake it like a Polaroid picture. Hey, yeah, shake it. No, truly. Author, pastor, and speaker Mark Batterson says this: if you want God to do something new, you cannot keep doing the same old thing. If you want God to do something new, you can't keep doing the same old thing. This is so true. In fact, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result is actually known as the insanity cycle. So I want you to ask yourself, are you at home every weekend watching your favorite show, binge watching something else on Netflix or Hulu or Apple TV? Are you hanging out with the same group of people over and over and over again? Do you have the same exact routine? Do you never expand your reach? Are you not open to maybe somebody who's a little bit outside of your age range, or maybe a different height, or maybe somebody from a different state? If you are doing the same thing over and over and over, you're going to have the same results. Now, when you do go out, like you go out on the weekend, do you just go with the same group of people to the same kind of places? If this is the case, then you're just going to find the same things everywhere you go, right? Are you vehemently against a dating app because you don't think it's quote unquote God's way to meet someone? Then you, my friend, are limiting yourself from the number one way that people, and yes, even Christians, meet today. Friend, you need to shake it up. And I'm going to just give you some very simple ways in which you can shake it up, all right? A lot of people not only want to meet a quality person, they also ask me, how do I meet them and where are they? So here are some ways you can actually expand your reach and shake it up. I want you to first say yes to invitations where you don't know a lot of people. Go to that birthday party where you only know like one or two people. Go and accept invites where it's not just the same people all the time. Say yes to more invitations where you don't know a lot of people. Another thing I want you to do, join an online group or a real life group with women and men. If you didn't know, we actually have a private Facebook community for Heart of Dating for single and dating couples. And our group organically in Facebook has weekly meetups. They have real life meetups and virtual meetups. They do game nights. They do Bible studies. They do worship nights. They do cookouts, all the things. You can go to facebook.com/heartofdating. We have thousands of men and women in this community. Join an online group or join a new real life group. It's not hard to join a real life group. Go to your church, ask them for advice. Even if it's not in your church, like go join some sort of club. Are you into pottery? Do that. Are you into tennis? Start going to a tennis club. Like there's so many ways to actually start meeting people. Another thing I want you to do is to change up the normal things in your life and in your routine. If you always go to the same coffee shop, this week, go to a new coffee shop. Next week, try another one. Go and work or read there for a few hours and see what happens. If you always go to the same grocery store, go to a new grocery store. If you've been going to the same church for a long time, that's totally awesome. But maybe go with your friend to their church for a change and just meet the people at their church. Just try to get out there and meet different people. Now, I'm not necessarily saying that when you change it up, you go to a coffee shop, go to a new grocery store, go to a new church, that you have to meet people and then immediately go on dates with them. I just want to encourage you to start changing things in your life and start meeting people that you wouldn't normally meet when you're in the same routine. And for those of you listening to this right now and thinking or even saying, but Kate, I'm in a small town, then here's the tea for you, my friend. A, it's still possible to change up your routine in a small town. And I'm just going to say it. If you are constantly saying, well, I can't meet anyone, I live in a small town, then you are living in that scarcity mindset and you are choosing to live in that small town for some reason, right? So either you got to move out of that small town or you got to make something happen. You got to get online and start dating long distance. You got to get on Facebook into our community at Heart of Dating and start meeting people from across the country. You have to be able to shake it up. You have to be willing to move out of that victim mindset. Speaking of online dating, I want to encourage you. My next thing is I want you to try online dating. If you've online dated a lot, then I want you to give yourself a reset and just try it again. Over 35% of people meet online, okay? That's a huge way of meeting people. And in COVID, that number spiked to over 80%. It was crazy high, you guys. So the stats haven't even come out for 2021, but it is the number one way that people are meeting. In fact, just recently, I went to a wedding from two of my dear friends. One of my best friends, Monica Zuniga, well, now Monica Bailey, she married Paul and they met on Hinge, y'all, okay? They met on Hinge. Amazing Christian people can meet online, you guys. And if you are burnt out on online dating, then get on a new dating app, okay? Try one out that you haven't tried before. Try Hinge, try Bumble, try Upward, try The League. Do something. Shake it up. And when you try it out, I want you to just stay positive. If you stay positive and you put a low expectation on it, then it might actually be a decent experience. But if you get on a new dating app and you go in saying no good people exist on these apps, then guess what? You will not meet a single good person. All right? So make sure if you are shaking it up, you have an open mindset, or else it's just going to be the same old thing. In case you guys didn't know, I actually have to be careful of the foods I eat because I have chronic illness. As it turns out, I'm also allergic to gluten and corn. And honestly, it can be difficult to find snacks and delicious things I love at certain stores. But guess what? My friends at Imperfect Foods are turning this around by sourcing quirky but delicious foods and delivering them to you in a way proven to reduce emissions. Imperfect Foods is a grocery delivery service offering an entire line of sustainable groceries that taste delicious and reduce waste. It's an amazing way to get yummy snacks and also make a difference in our food system. You can visit imperfectfoods.com to see if they deliver in your area. Once you sign up, you can personalize your weekly grocery order with fresh seasonal produce, pantry staples, and yummy snacks. You guys, I actually just did this and I ordered a ton of my favorite snacks, snacks that I can only get at certain stores. And it was so exciting. I was like, oh my gosh, they have all of my favorite snacks, snacks that are gluten-free, snacks that are corn-free, things that I know are going to be so good. I also ordered this delicious organic meat fajita that I'm like really excited to try. And guess what, you guys? Right now, Imperfect Foods is offering our listeners 20% off your first four orders when you go to imperfectfoods.com and use the promo code HEART. That's 20% off your first four orders, and that's up to an $80 value at imperfectfoods.com using the promo code HEART. You guys, I cannot wait to get my snacks in the mail. It comes at you every single week, but you get to customize your order at the beginning of the week. I hope you enjoy it as much as I do. All right, you guys, I'm so excited to share with you about a product that I've been using for months. This last summer, in the summer of 2021, I started going on a really intense health journey to work through some of my chronic illness. And with that, I had to change up a lot of my diet. And that's why I'm so excited to have discovered this brand, Organifi. Organifi is a line of organic superfood blends that offer plant-based nutrition made with high-quality ingredients. Each Organifi blend is science-backed to craft the most effective doses with ingredients that are organic and free of fillers and contain less than 3 grams of sugar per serving. One of the things that I've been using consistently is the Organifi green juice, which has essential superfoods and a clinical dose of ashwagandha. I've actually put it every single morning into my green smoothie, and it is so good. It helps reduce stress and support healthy cortisol levels. I've also been using the Organifi red juice blend, which also supports focus and energy. And lastly, I've been using the Organifi Gold, a superfood tea that supports rest and relaxation so you can wake up feeling refreshed. Each Organifi blend is easy to use by simply mixing it with water or your favorite beverage while on the go. And they don't compromise quality for taste. Organifi takes pride in offering the best tasting superfood products on the market at a price that works out to less than $3 a day. You can experience Organifi's high quality superfoods without breaking the bank, which I love, of course. Go to Organifi.com/HOD and use code HOD for 20% off your order. That's Organifi.com/HOD and use the code HOD for 20% off any item that you want. I could not recommend it more. Like I said, I've been using their products every single day and I swear by them. Excited for you to try. Another thing I want to encourage you to do is ask someone you know for a setup. This is a good old-fashioned way of meeting people, and I love this because guess what? You are one person that does not nearly know everyone in the world. But guess what? Between you and some of your friends or people even in other states, they know a lot of people that you've never had access to. And most of the time, people aren't thinking of setups, okay? So maybe they know somebody who's perfectly great and eligible, but they're not even thinking about setting you up with them because it's just not their priority. Ask someone for a setup. Another thing I want you to do, start saying yes to more dates. If someone asks you out, start practicing saying yes, okay? Yes, I know this may sound pretty wild for a lot of people. They're like, wait, Kate, but what if they're like super crazy? What if I don't know them at all? Whatever. Here's the thing, you guys. You say yes. For the most part, I want you to just practice saying yes, okay? Go on one date, 90 minutes or less, or in the very least, go on a FaceTime date. Guys, just practice dating. Practice meeting more people, all right? It doesn't have to be nuts. It doesn't have to be a horrible process. Just practice saying yes to more dates. And now for the pièce de résistance. The last way to meet legit Christian singles that I want to talk about is actually our dating program here at Heart of Dating. It's called Drop the Hanky. You can go and visit heartofdating.com/DTH-girls or DTH-guys, and you can find out so much information about the programs. But right now, I am going to just share a little bit about it. If you are looking for a pressure-free, faith-based dating experience as an alternative to all the sketchy dating apps out there, because there are some, well, we'd love to invite you into Drop the Hanky. Well, if you're wondering right now, what in the world is Drop the Hanky? Let me explain. Dropping the hanky is actually an old Victorian phrase that was used to describe when women would drop their hanky at something like a ball to catch the eye of a young and eligible gentleman. The reason why this happened is because back in the day, women didn't have a lot of say of who they're going to get married to and who they were going to be set up with. Usually that was arranged by the parents. And so if you were at a ball and you saw a fine young gentleman, you would look at him across the way, you would drop your hanky, and he would come running over and he'd be like, "Oh, madame, you dropped your handkerchief." And she'd be like, "Oh, I did? Oh my goodness, silly me." And immediately a connection could be made. Now, while it may not be the Victorian era anymore, I still believe that both girls and guys can make it known that they like one another. When it comes to girls dropping the hanky, this is what I mean, ladies. I want you to give a guy the green light by sending a first message on Instagram, by sending a message on a dating app to spark curiosity. I want you to go up to that guy that you've been looking at church, thinking and wondering, "Oh, I wonder if he's single. I wonder, he seems interesting. I want to get to know him more." Just go up to him, start conversation, spark curiosity, open the door and see what he does with it. Now, how does Drop the Hanky work when it comes to our program? Here's a brief description. We have guys submit personality videos, about 1-minute videos to us in Drop the Hanky. And we go through their application, we watch their video, that's how we weed them out. And if it's a good video, if we approve of this guy, we will post it on our platform, the Drop the Hanky platform. Girls then get to watch these videos. They get to see the guy, they get to hear his voice, they get to see his intonation and see his personality and his smile and the way he talks and what he says about himself, which is so much more than just seeing a photo or some question prompts on a dating app, which is why I love that we do videos. Girls will watch these videos, and then if they like the guy or they're interested, they can slide on over to Instagram and go on into those DMs. That's how the program works. Now, we actually, last summer in 2021, added even more to this program. And so I want to share with you guys, it's more than just meeting other guys and other girls. There's so much more to add. So let me first start with the girls' side of the program. Girls, you are going to be able to understand the practical side of dating and grow in confidence even if you have little or no prior dating experience. The reason why you're going to get to do this is because we have relationship coaching. You'll get expert guidance from me on the practical side of dating. How to slide into the guy's DMs. How do you know if he's interested? What do you do if he ghosts you? What do you do on a first date? All those sorts of things. Oh, my favorite. How do you flirt with the guy? How do you show him that you're actually into him? You guys, we go over so much. And the reality is actually right now, when this episode is going live, I am not doing one-on-one coaching. I am actually rather funneling all of my coaching into Drop the Hanky instead, which I am so excited about. So you're going to get actual relationship coaching to be able to grow in confidence, whether or not you have a lot of dating experience or you've never dated before. You're also going to find the support you need to improve your mental health and discover a community of women who understand you. From this perspective, we actually have a big focus on personal growth within the program. I believe dating is not just about meeting quality singles. It's also about growing personally in confidence, in healing, and in understanding the ways that you show up in love. And so because of this, I actually bring on experts to talk about all of this. We talk about things such as body image and confidence. We'll talk about attachment theory and codependency and mental health, anxiety and depression, and how all of this impacts dating. And so this is another big element of the program, which we are growing and we are so excited about. Another amazing part of Drop the Hanky is that you'll get access to exclusive events. So we do speed dating, we'll do matchmaking, we'll do mingling events. In fact, we did our very first speed dating event this October, and we had over 1,900 dates. People were raving about this speed dating event. And the only way you can get access to this is through Drop the Hanky if you're signed up for the program. We also sporadically do matchmaking events. So we'll take guys in our program and set them up with girls in our program. And that's why we also have an application process, because we not only want to make sure you're serious about dating, but we're also looking, is there going to be some ways in which we can match you with specific people in our program? Other fun things about the program is you get first dibs and discounts to future events. So we have our next Heart of Dating conference coming up in a few months, and that's something we're going to be doing every single year. Well, you will get first access to this event as well as a discount, and other events we run like workshops and courses, you'll get first access to those as well as discounts. You'll also be invited to a dynamic community. I want you to have even more support from women who are single and walking through this with you. And so we do community nights, we'll have Q&A nights, we'll do mingling events where you can meet other women. It's really, really important to me for you guys to have a really incredible community where you feel loved, where you feel seen. And then of course, like I said earlier, in the program, you're going to have a low pressure, fun way to meet and date without all the icky stuff that you sometimes experience on dating apps. Now, don't get me wrong. I like dating apps. I'm a fan of them. But if you want to meet legit Christian singles, they're in our program, Drop the Hanky. Sure, you would be able to meet more people on a dating app because like everybody's signing up for those apps. But in our program, you're going to be encouraged because you're going to see that there are amazing Christian men, and you're going to be able to potentially reach out to them. So we do the legwork of recruiting guys. We do the legwork of screening them through our application process. And then every single month, the first week of every month, we drop a whole bunch of new guys onto the platform. So you guys, this is our program, Drop the Hanky. For the ladies listening, I really want to encourage you to submit an application. Here's how you can do all that. The first step is you're going to submit an application for our Drop the Hanky program by going to heartofdating.com/DTH-girls. Our team will then review your application carefully. And I want to encourage you to be patient because acceptances typically go out about once a week. If you're accepted and you want to move forward, then you'll choose a payment plan that works for you. We have a monthly payment option or a yearly payment option. If you are in, then amazing! You will get access to our dating education platform to learn how to talk to guys, how to grow in confidence, how to improve your mental health, and so much more. We will drop videos from new single guys at the beginning of each month, and you can browse those videos and drop the hanky on them on social media. Also, upon joining, you're going to have access to the archive of guys that already exists on the platform. Keep in mind, we are constantly adding new content, new relationship coaching, personal growth, and new guys to the platform. So this program is going to only continue to grow. And here's what we've done. Even if you don't meet the man of your dreams, you guys, Drop the Hanky is so much more than just interacting with guys hoping to find your match. Drop the Hanky is designed to help you learn the practical dating stuff that your mom, your pastor, your best friends, all the people around you haven't really been able to teach you, because I want you to feel confident in approaching men. I want you to feel open to yourself and to the possibility of putting yourself out there. And you know what? If you go on some dates and meet someone amazing, gosh, that's an amazing cherry on top. You'll develop a better understanding of the things you are and aren't looking for in a dating partner. You'll gain a ton of godly relationship coaching insight, and you'll be able to be a part of a community who are going to end up feeling like your ultimate cheerleaders. Y'all, I can't encourage you enough to apply for this program. Here's just a few testimonials from the ladies' side. The Lord has shown me that He can bring healing from brokenness. This is what I'm experiencing as I've connected with one of the guys and dropped the hanky. No, we don't enter as a blank slate, but the Lord is helping me see that my past does not dictate the future. No matter where this relationship leads, the Lord is calling me to embrace what's in front of me. He truly makes things new. This was the best money I have ever spent. From Jasmine. Drop the Hanky has helped me have some meaningful conversations with a few guys, put myself out there, grow and rely on Christ, and remind myself that I am worthy and have a lot of great qualities, even in the midst of potential rejection. Katie. This is such an awesome platform. The videos make a huge difference. I love it. It is just so encouraging to see so many amazing men of God. Jessica. Now for the dudes, I have a few questions for you. Do you ever wonder how you confidently put yourself out there, even if you don't have that much dating experience? Do you ever wonder how you conquer your fears of rejection? What do you do if you don't feel a spark on the first date? Do you have to have these amazing pickup lines to ask a girl out? Will you be swiping left forever on all these dating apps? Guys, if you're listening, I want to invite you to connect with high-quality Christian women from all over the world who are just as excited to date as you are. Drop the Hanky offers you a low-pressure dating opportunity. This is all you have to do, my dudes. You can set up a 15-minute free video coaching call with our in-house video coach. On that coaching call, she's going to help you through what to say in your video, how to present yourself, all of that. And within 15 minutes, you're going to walk out of there with your video recorded. You will also just complete an application that's really easy, and then you'll be on your way. That's all it takes. If you do this, you will also get first dibs on all of our future events. Just like I was talking about earlier, you're going to get invited to our speed dating events, our matchmaking events, our Heart of Dating conferences, and so many other things. And not only that, we've also built a men's community group, which is really specifically meant to build you up within the Drop the Hanky program. Here's how it works. Guys, if you're interested right now, sign up for a free meeting with our in-house video coach. You don't have to even know what you're going to say before you get on this video. She is going to help you through everything. If you're feeling confident and you don't want to meet with our video coach, you can record a video on your own and send it right to our team at info@hodpodcast.com instead of recording with our video coach. You'll then fill out an easy application form to ensure your video is approved to launch on Drop the Hanky. Once your video is reviewed and approved to go live, our awesome Christian girls who see and love your video within the Drop the Hanky program can kick things off by sending you a DM on Instagram. We encourage you to have fun, practice good communication, and see where things lead. And then lastly, we will give you access and always let you know about our private men's community group that meets twice a month over on Zoom. Here's just a few testimonials from men in our Drop the Hanky program. Drop the Hanky challenged me to put myself out there knowing there would be some sort of response. It is 10,000 times better than a dating app. It gave me an opportunity to meet awesome women who love God. Joe. This program has definitely helped me get over the hump of what I was holding onto in my past. This experience has helped my expectations on dating and even changed my outlook and being more hopeful for what God has for me and my future wife. It's enabled me to move forward in my dating life. Robson. The women seem very interested and really invested in my video, as I've had people ask specific questions. Bumble could never. Roger. Oh my goodness, you guys. I know I've talked a lot about Drop the Hanky, but it is one of my absolute favorite things that we are doing right now over at Heart of Dating. So I want to encourage you to, again, go to the Drop the Hanky site at heartofdating.com/DTH-girls or /DTH-guys. You guys, man, what a great opportunity to just get yourself out of your comfort zone and start meeting people. I have such a heart for this program. I am praying as we continue to drop more content in this program, as we continue to steward more men in our community. I can't wait to see what God is going to do. Now, after this conversation today, I really want to stop hearing y'all say, where in the world are all the Christian singles? They are out there. And I especially don't want to hear you say that there are no good Christian singles, because guess what? That's just offensive to God. He created humanity. He created man. He created women. And guess what? He created us beautifully and wonderfully in his image. And there are incredible Christian men and incredible Christian women that do exist. I believe it, and I'm still unmarried. Do you believe it? If you don't, today's the day to shift that mindset. Today is the day to try dating in a brand new way. Today is the day that you shake it up. Today is the day that hopefully maybe you apply for Drop the Hanky. I love y'all. It's so exciting and such a joy to be able to serve you through Heart of Dating. This is just the beginning of even more things that we're doing, but I really invite you to be a part of our Drop the Hanky program. It is, again, probably my favorite thing that we're doing here at Heart of Dating right now. All right, guys, that's it for today. I will see you next week.
This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network.